Rashi, what the Rana noted about Rashi, it took him a little time to make it clear what it was that he found fascinating about Rashi. The basic nugget of Rashi that the Rana is interested in is that the Rashi expects that the Shliach is actually going to say something. Shu and others have a discussion about the implications of that. So that cheats with Rashi, that they actually have to say the Shema. And that's why the Ram says that Yishalmi is a hokacha for Rashi. Yishalmi doesn't say the exact same thing as Rashi. Yishalmi says that the Shliach actually does say b'fayin nefesh b'shmah b'fayin nefesh b'shmah. But Rashi is certainly not interpreting the Bavli. Bavli definitely assumes you're only saying four words and not six. But same basic idea. Namely, Rashi says even the Bavli holds, we're going to get you to say Lishma. The Ram said, no. Mashmalas HaBavli thinks that you don't say anything at all. Nothing is said by the Shaliach above and beyond B'fanei Nistav or B'fanei Nechtam, and there's some sort of a Mashmaut being drawn out. The fact that the Shaliach didn't say anything, or the fact that it says B'fanei, maybe it's eliminating the possibility of Masa B'Yashpa, that's how it's working, but the Shaliach is not saying anything else. So, yesterday we dealt, number one, with why it is that Rashi, how Rashi would understand the fact that this is, does not appear as not seen in them before. So the answer was that although on the one hand, Shailin Lay is a very powerful Nafkamina because it applies 100% of the time, every single time you say the final Panechtam, according to Rashi, Rabba requires that you say more than Rabba. But on the other hand, it's not an Ikadeinayu in the sense of Chai versus Fateh. That's what the Gemara, so the Rishon pointed out that the Gemara's list is listing Ikebeinayu cases where, according to one Amora, you do need to say B'fayin Nechtam, according to another Amora, the whole Takan doesn't apply at all. That's not this. This is not saying it does or doesn't apply, just a question of exactly how you do it. That might just not be what the Gemara is looking toward. That was the answer, possible answer to that question. Alternatively, maybe Rashi didn't really mean as seriously as the Ram took it. And then in terms of the second question we left off with, second question was why does Rashi reject the Mashmo? Seems like a good argument. We sensitize you to the demon, we sensitize you to the fact that there's a need for proper ksiva and proper chasima, and that such a thing as improper ksiva and improper chasima, unlike with the rings and Chabad's Kiddushin, we care about how the get is manufactured, because that's what you have to answer questions. We're asking to be a mashgiach. We're asking, were you a mashgiach? Were you supervising the ksiva chasima? So that was the Ram's approach, which we found this morning is the way of the Rashba. Rashba already, because their first heritage of the Ram is in the Rashba. The second heritage of the Ram more or less appears in the Ritva, Reino Crestus, as the position of the Ritzvah Halevi, one of the many reads. The Ritzvah Halevi is probably the nephew of the Ra'ah, the son of Rav Pinchas Halevi. Remember, a great-great-grandson of the Balama. Those are the two approaches in the Ra'ah. So, focusing on the first approach, which are being the Rashba, I think it would be safe to say the primary approach, again, that, well, we sensitized, you didn't say anything, why is Rashi now like the first approach to the Ra'ah? Why is Rashi now like the Rashba, we may soon see that it's Tosfos as well. So we want to know why does Rashi not like that? Why doesn't Rashi say Mashmos? Why does it have to be Shalina? Isn't it Mashmos from what you're saying? He should have said something. Why do you have to actually get him to say something? He should have said something on his own. So the answer we suggested yesterday was it could be Rashi or Shitasa. Rashi, he says, we saw Machlokas, Rabbi Yonatan came with a Chiddush. That in the Kinyanim, that they don't care, not that they don't know, but they know, they just, the Jews of Antioch, the Jews of Alexandria perhaps didn't accept the Joshua Chazal of Chabachas of Lashma. But he knows about it. But then it makes sense to say, well, but now you realize this is what they talk about, but then you're going to jump in and say, oh yeah, it wasn't Lashma. But if according to the Rashi disagrees, it's the Feirish, the first line, Beit Mamed, Rashi says they don't even know. So they don't even know, because it's Achronim, I deal with that question. If you don't even know something called the Shema, they say, how do you know what to look for? The answer is in the Chadam. That's why Rashi doesn't like the Mashma. It's because the guy has no clue of the Shema. So it may have been written Shlomo Shema, he wouldn't realize that that's significant. It's only according to the approach of the Tam, they know about Lashon, they just don't accept Lashma. They don't accept it, but now they realize that the rabbi cares, it's the Palestinian rabbi, this Israeli rabbi that comes out of Israel. The rabbi cares that they're going to say something. But if they don't even know that there is an issue of Lashma, so I might not realize that the fact it was written for someone else, or the fact that it was written beforehand, must be asked, but that might even strike me as significant. That could be, again, why Rashi rejects the Mashmos approach, and instead takes the approach of Shailima. You actually have to say something. No. The soul from now and care. The concern is Tantafi Migami means 99% of them will do it right. Concern is A, that 1%, they either don't know or don't care, and the fact that the Baal, we most say the Ashba, and either Kohen Rashi doesn't know that that's problematic, or doesn't care. The Shliach also. In other words, what the Gemara said is that the Sofrei HaDayanim, so they're Taka Halachic experts. So they're not included in Bikin. Whatever in Bikin means, it does not apply to Sofer HaDayanim. But it does apply to a significant minority of the Hamonam. Your typical husband, a typical guy man in the street, who can either be a husband or can be a Shaliach.
Right.
So a very significant minority of them don't know or don't care. Whatever Lav Bikin means.
It sounds like more that the children know because that's their job to know. Knowledge
versus
not knowledge.
It
sounds like knowledge and like knowing the
trade
versus not caring. That's
what I think. I think when the Gemara says, Stam Safra Dedaini Nigmar Gemiri, sounds like they have learned. If it's coins at a time, it shouldn't have said they have learned, it should have said they're more religious, they're more orthodox. They hear more to the Tosh Lapet.
They can still get
From a historical standpoint, I think what we're saying is that the people outside of Eretz Yisrael, or along those lines, they didn't feel kippah, so
they accepted everything else, including the Chosim
Ha'Yisrael
and everything, all
Russians. Yeah, I'm not saying it's stupid, I'm just saying that they felt more free to do their own thing. So half of the historical, Rabbi Talmud suggested, again, if you could find some records, that'd be great. Rabbi Talmud suggested that maybe the historical, again, Rabbi Talmud, the reason why he raised this whole issue is because he had a kasha. His kasha was, why Lashma? Why not everything? There are a lot of dinim of the get. So why Dafka Lashma? So the Ran presented a different approach. And no, because Lashma is the only thing when you have a problem up to the Yashva. But the Rabbi Talmud says, no, you know why only Lashma is a concern? Because the concern is they don't know. If they don't know, they might not know anything. It's just that they don't follow it. And we haven't, the Ben Tam is assuming, he's suggesting historically, Chazal knew that the biggest problem, the biggest difference between Orthodox practice in Eretz Yisrael and the practice outside of Eretz Yisrael is that they were not Shomer Lashma. They were Shomer Mechaber, they were Shomer Nechner Nechner, they weren't Shomer Lashma. That was their thing. That every society, almost every Jewish community has its own profile of Zilzul B'Mitzvah. And unfortunately, it's true. Every community has its own profile of things. It's more careful about things, less careful about. So Rabbi Tam is saying, once the Chazal knew that the people out there in Israel were not careful about Lashma, they didn't. It's only a chumrah. Right? Now there are people who have other things. I don't think anyone has a thing about how Lashma is only a chumrah. Now there's other things. Right? People think Nagi is only a chumrah. Okay, fine. But back in the old days, they thought Lashma is only a chumrah. Right? I'm not shomer Lashma. They didn't understand. No, it's not an option. It's a drush from the Chumash, it's a real good. So that was a concern. But the Noah was, you have plenty of people who are, you know, they're not Shomer Negiah, but they are Shomer Kashrus, Shomer Shabbos, not Shomer Negiah. Does that mean that holding a girlfriend's hand is less of a violation, less of a chi of Malkus than even if I said bacon? No. But the Lomaisa, that's the reality. That there are other societies that can be reversed. Where people are very careful with Taras Mashbacha. But they're not so careful about, we know there are communities, even nowadays. People are very careful about going to mitzvah, they're not so careful about kashrut. different communities have different folk profiles of those illnesses. So Lamaisa, that's what they're trying to say. But historically, he thinks, he's suggesting, it must be, that in those days, everyone was careful about Mechubur, but they weren't careful about Lishma. Lamaisa, that was reality. And it's not right. It's self for more fully adherent. And other people, they think it's just like some funny chumra that they made a parent strong. No, it's real din. They think, no, we don't have to buy that. It's true in every society. True and for that. That's the nature of Al Mazed, the Yavi Sahara. And that people fall in. Different people fall in different things. Everyone has their own Yitzhara. Every society has its own particularly difficult Yitzhara. And the avoda is to work on those things which are not difficult. It depends on different, over the course of a person's life. There'll be in different situations, in different stages of life, when different things will be particularly difficult. And you're not making any money, so you don't have much of a taiva to play fast and loose with embezzlement. A person gets older and then he's in a situation that he's working for a living, he may be in a situation where he'll have a taiva to be a little dishonest and make a lot of money by bending the rules a little bit. When you're 15 years old, you're probably not going to have a taiva. Other taivas will recede. Kibra ve'im, sometimes it's more of a nisayon when you're 15 than when you're 30. Sometimes it's more of a nisayon, even more of a nisayon when you're 50 and your parents are old. Then, over the course of one's life, nisayon has come, the strength, it's always a din, but how difficult it comes and goes, and different societies also. So in this society, outside there, it's strong. They had a thing. They didn't think Lishma was strong. So again, so that's the machlokas. That's the explicit machlokas of Yonatan and Rashi. Again, what machlokas? What does Lav Bikin mean? So that's not Torah. That's not Shtickle Torah. That's the Torah of Rishonim. And so you read Rashi, you read Tosfos. It's the explicit machlokas of Rishonim. How do you translate Bikin? Einam Bikin. Does that mean they don't know? That's what Rashi says. Or Yonatan says no. It means they don't care. They're not going to. They don't hold from it, but they're aware of it. So that's the definition of Rishonim. What we're suggesting, that's a suggestion, that the machlokas that how to translate, the explicit machlokas Rishonim, how to translate Bikin, may connect to the explicit machlokas, another explicit machlokas Rishonim, which is how does the Fanechtam solve Ein Bikin Lishma. So the suggestion is, well, depending on what you think Ein Bikin Lishma is, what's the problem? The solution has to fit the problem. So according to Rashi, according to Tosfos and Tam, the problem is that they know about it, they're going to, oh, so then I'll make them realize that I care. So find out by next time, I ask the questions. So they realize that you care, so they'll say something. That's how the approach of the Rashi in the first sentence of the Rashi. According to Rashi, maybe that doesn't solve a problem. The guy is, Pasha doesn't know, he's low-lamad. So then he may, the Rashi could say, in the second test of the Ram, yes. Why are we Rashi next up the second test of the Ram? Why would Rashi now accept the second test of the Ram? Let's talk about that briefly. Why might Rashi now accept the second test of the Ram? The second test of the Ram again was, look, the Fanai cuts out the Matzah B'Yashma. Because if it was in front of you, then it wasn't Matzah B'Yashma. Now, there's a little bit of a jump there, because it could be Taka. It could be you were there for the first season also, and that's exactly why the guy asked you, you were supposed to be the shliach the first guy, and then the first guy decided to make up with his wife. So then they have, it's not 100%, and Mikey had a very strong kasha this morning, which we tried to work out terrors for, but the kasha is still very strong. If you're going to say that the Ron's terrors is brilliant, and the Ritva, or Rainer Kresker, whoever it is, quotes a very similar, maybe identical, very similar approach, the name of Yitzhak Alevi. The problem is that, as Mikey pointed out, very strong kasha on the second approach. What the Rad is saying is there's no mashmos, it's directly saying before Nechtav, that eliminates the possibility of Matzah B'Yashma. If it could be Safri Delo Gemiri, okay, but that alone is not enough of a concern. As long as you eliminate one of the two scenarios, namely Matzah B'Yashma, we're comfortable with the get. So if it's true, then he asks, why the Befanai Nechtam? Befanai Nechtam alone already eliminates the possibility of Matzah B'Yashma. So the Gemara starts handling the bottom of Gemara and out the very last line. Well, apparently, if you say Befanai Nechtam, the rabbi will say, you need both Ksiv L'Shma and Chasun L'Shma. Yeah, but if you already know there wasn't Matzah B'Yashma, so the Ritva has that as an answer, it doesn't exactly fit the Rambam. You can make it fit. That's what we tried to do this morning during the Seder. But Lamaisa, it's definitely not smooth. It's definitely not glass. There definitely is room to get into the territory that we developed was based on what the Ritva says is there could be, there's still another concern, which is maybe the Sofer wrote a form, a get form, but he left out the Torah. That's fine. But then he had Adam sign it beforehand. He had Adam sign the form. So the Adam signed Shul Shema. So then you can have Ksivul Shema, the Chasima Shul Shema. Now the problem with that is, yeah, but then you're assuming that the Sofer is Logamiri. Because otherwise, if he's not Amaret, how is he allowing the, how is he getting the Adam? You could. And also what we suggested is, really we would want to eliminate both possibilities, right? The Gemara just said you can't eliminate both possibilities because to say Lishma is three words is too much. So here maybe you have an opportunity, before Nechtam, which is two words, you can eliminate that second possibility. Could be. But it's still, it's not, you could see why Rashi, we understand what the Rambam is saying, you could see why Rashi would not buy it. It definitely requires a lot of explanation. So again, we understand, once Rashi says that bikini means yidia, they don't know, then we understand certainly why he would reject the major alternative approach, namely the Rashba and the first rug, that mashmos doesn't work, because if they don't know at all, there's no mashmos. Okay. Now let's take this step further. If the last couple minutes were clear, it's beautiful. They're not clear, why not? Because that's a complicated sub-discussion. The major point should be, you see why Rashi rejects the first approach to Rad, also the Rashba, same approach, of Mashmo, to have Midashasak. His silence is meaningful. His silence is only meaningful if he knows something. If you don't know anything, and then your silence doesn't mean anything. Now, let's take this a step further, because up until now we've been assuming, let's talk about Alfred. Let's go back to business. Right. We dealt with how would Rashi explain the Gemara? Right. We dealt with giving Rashi a shot. Well, why would he say different shot? Please. But what we still need to deal with, which is the most basic thing of all, the Ran sounds a little bit like he's been taking us for a ride. Because up until now, we've been asking all these questions on Rashi and trying to get paid with him on the assumption that Rashi says what the Rambam says, that Rashi said, namely, that Rashi is a believer in Shailina. You got it, the Shlif actually has to be saying Lashma. And the Rambam says, no, he's not saying anything. That's been our basic assumption. Based on that, we have questions on Rashi and Tevutim explaining for Rashi. Very questions on Tevutim. The problem is, let's continue to read the Tosafot. Tosafot is going to move to a new topic, but Tosafot is going to raise our attention to a comment of Rashi that should raise some eyebrows. Here. He will begin with saying what the Ram later said. Remember, Tosafot came before the Ram. The fourth last narrow one after the Rebbeinu Tam discussion. The Hod appears our country. The Bemela Shaili Nenlei, Rashi said that what? That we ask him, we're going to ask him, the Havi Lashma, right? She says, Rashi, the Amar, and he says, yes, ain't near it. I don't like it. As Ryan later did, Tosafot already said, we don't really like Rashi. Why? The Lord Mishtam of the Shem Duchta, she started the show. No one ever said. Never, ever, in 2700 some odd laws of Mara, never, ever mentioned this din, that that's Tarek Lishav. All we ever said is to find out by next time. Oh, strange. And furthermore, the Ojim came, they made it be nine Tarek Lishav. The Ram is really calling, we didn't realize at the time, but the Ram is calling Tosafot's Kasha. The Tosafot asks these Kashas much more briefly than the Ram. Then, so the Reed says, the Omer Reed, the Stama Lishma Kamasa. Well, no, the stama, the milsa stama means what? Stama means stam, not mafurish. I mean, just the saying this alone without explaining, stama lishma kamat. If I just said to find out, then that alone already implies that it is lishma. Sounds like the Rashba, the first tariff of the Rash. But then he says something too funny. What are the next four words? The next
following
sentence. Like Rashi himself said later?
Mm-hmm.
Really? And then the Tosfos ends pretty generally. Badam v'kamad, he goes on to explain what was the Gemara, if it's Taka, mashma l'shma, so why do you have to, what was the kasha you should have said l'shma? V'ha'am l'kam, v'ikatayim v'fanech v'anech v'anech l'shma, so why was the Gemara asking you should have said l'shma, if it's mashma anyway? He says, no. And he just tam l'shma mashma, even without saying l'shma, it's mashma that way. V'kama kosh. Still, came into ikra, takana v'shum l'shma hu, that's the main point. Why rely on mashmos if you could say that explicitly? That was the Gemara. Gosh, the Gemara said no, but we wish we could, but we have a problem with God. Okay. So the Lamaitis tells us all of a sudden said the Rabbah whole time was dealing with Rashi on the assumption that Rashi was, that Rashi really believes in Shailidon only. But Tosfos says no. That's what Rashi himself says. Wait, where's Rashi himself? Say it later. So they tell you on the side. Low guy. If you saw this, tell Rashi, at the time, I said, then we'll come back to it. Now, right, come back to it. Let's take a look again. Low guy. A third of the way down the narrow line of Rashi, that's Jimmo now. Low guy is. Well, then Nela, that's what Gemara said, look, we don't have a choice. We can't say Lishma explicitly, so we'll have to leave it out. We'll just have to find a Nikhtav. And then what? Well, then Nela, Shatli, and Lay Nikhtav Lishma, the Amr, and so we'll ask him, and he'll say, yes, it was written Lishma. He, Nami, no, Tam Lishma, come on. How about that? Rashi changed his mind. Could be. But the Rishonim tend to, most Rishonim tend to really focus on Rashi saying the Mela Shailina. Certainly, yeah. So what I would draw your attention to is the following. The Lishma in parentheses, or no? Yeah, the Lishma is in parentheses. In other words, yeah, if you take out the word, which said that the Rishon, the Rashba, also has that language, some Lishma Kamasa. He doesn't attribute to Rashi. He argues on Rashi, he says, no, I think some Lishma Kamasa. Take out the usual parentheses, meaning words are supposed to be taken out. You take it out, inami stama kamasin. Either shaili and lay, or he just says that. Not that it's mashma lishma. It's all he says is just the funai nistav. What would that mean?
But I was talking about lishma. Rashi is explaining what is the point of lishma. What do you mean? So in this case, we're talking about if you don't read about lishma, Rashi first says either ask a question and then say lishma, or those postdams testify.
Oh, you're saying he's going to just be, not that we're going to ask him, he's just saying on his own.
You think someone, when you say that inami, some of us, come out, then you're saying that phrase implies a shma. You're saying inami, some of us, in order to say, it works good in words. Why? Because it's good enough. In other words, little, little. That's the way to go. That stuff works by itself.
Why do you have Nasa if you say, oh, well, that's the Shara. To somehow communicate Lishma, but how does it communicate Lishma? So what it could be going on, I'm not sure, There are Achareim who try to explain that somehow Rashi changes his mind from the beginning to the end. But maybe to say a little bit is that because it's really going to be difficult. Let me put it like this. It's really strange. In other words, if Rashi didn't believe in Mashma'ut at the beginning, and he goes on, that Beis Din always says it's Philemon. The guy has to say it. But now all of a sudden he's saying, well, or maybe we'll soften a little bit. Really? But if you're going to say, as the re-understood Rashi, that he's coming over to the other side, he's saying like the first approach of the Ram, that's really very strange. So why should I say? All of a sudden now you believe in the Mashmal? He changed his whole definition of Bikin? That's very difficult. What's easier to say is the following. And maybe what Rashi really means is either Shailinan or Stama Kamasi. He doesn't have to say Lishma. He's made Stam without the word Lishma. What's he being made? What's he being made if he doesn't say Lishma? That's the second approach to the Ram. They're just saying Befana, or he's saying Befana Nechta. Either Mamash got again to say Lishma, Shailinan, or you know, Rashi says, maybe Stama Kamasi. And maybe he just doesn't say anything. He just says Befana Nechta, and that's sufficient Aedus. Why is that sufficient? Because after all, the major that cuts out the major concern of Matzav Yashma. The reason why that based on the days he didn't say this is because this whole idea only makes sense after, at the bottom of Beis and Beis, Rashi comes to realization, at the very last Rashi, he said about the whole matzah that it shifts the concern. It's not so much a concern that people, the sofer is not knowledgeable. So that's unlikely. The major concern is really matzah yashba, right? So that's what changes.
And then Rashi right away answers.
Over here. They call the page out of the run. We have a check page. Again, Rashi up here, do this visually. Rashi, the very beginning, said Shailinan. Okay? By the time he gets over here, he says Shailinan or something else. So why or something else? So the reason to think that he changed his mind on, now he accepts Mashmaut. Now maybe he accepts the first approach of the Ram, the Rashba, the Tosfos. That's hard. Because the way we were explaining, it's hard to know why he would change. Particularly if it's Lashitasso, he can't say that. Lashitasso, he can't say Mashmaut because he thinks that he don't know anything. Well, we don't know, so there is not much more. But what could have changed is what happens from here to here is this. As you go down to Rashi, from the top, where you go to the Shalina, and down until you get to here, where you say Shalina or something else, what changes is Bani Rashi. The Bani Rashi, this is what we're talking about the whole time. The second test of the Ran is really based on his Bani Rashi. But Rashi says, what happens at the bottom of the Gemara, based on the days, is the Gemara wakes up and realizes the major concern of the Shema is not a ignorant sofer. The major concern of Lishma is Matzav Yashba. So once you have that, then there's room to send it to the second terrace of the Rav. Then there's room to say, you know, right. So until we figure that out, that the major concern is Matzav Yashba, you're saying that the whole second terrace of the Rav makes no sense. And now, by the way, we're ready for the real answer to what we said before. Before we were talking about why is Rashi not so like the Ram? We were talking about why Rashi doesn't accept the first shot. You want to know why Rashi doesn't accept the second shot? The real answer is because he does. He's open to it once we have the prerequisite. And the second time that only makes sense once you have the whole Matzav Yashma business going on. So that's why up top, Beis Amidah, we're going to figure, we assume, the Gemara assumes, that Rav meant. No one knows! Those were in Asian, no one knows about Lishma. So then Matzav Yashma, the second test of the Ram doesn't get off the ground. So that's why, you could say Mashma, Rashi doesn't like that. And he consistently, I would suggest, does not like that. That's a consistent thing in Rashi. The Rashi rejects the first test of the Ram calls, the first test of the Ram calls, Rashi calls, whatever you want to call it. The idea that his silence, that the fact he didn't say anything, now Rashi says, I don't think his silence means anything because I think he's Mo Yodea. But he is, that's what I would suggest, is that when Rashi thinks of a second answer, it's not Stama Lishma Kaman. Stama Lishma appears elsewhere in Shas. Stama Lishma has means that the Mashma is Lishma. But that's what I think Rashi avoids. Stama Kaman. He's only saying what he's saying. He's only saying the Vayanif. So yeah, that's the second answer of the Ram. And now that I've realized, a major problem is Matzav Yashma, I'll cut that out. Okay, the fun night. I don't need to say anything else. Say the fun night. That alone, summer. Just saying that. Well, right, that is my agent. Not with a mashmo. That is my agent. That I thought. And that alone is a solution. That might be the easiest way to really wrap up this whole beginning of the figure. Question. First question is if I'm not understanding. Or any fancy question. Before caution. Question not understanding. Let me just put it very briefly on the board and then we'll move on. Oh, wow. I'm going to use red. That would be a lot easier than trying to erase all this. Rashi had Hating the Hani. How does the funny next to work? So Rashi had one approach. Then the Ran had approach number one. Ran Aleph, also known as Rashba, also probably the Reed. So
one of the many.
And then we had Ran number two. Right. So Rashi gave the approach that Shailinan. And then Ran Rajbari, Ri and Tosfos,
okay,
said Mashmoud. Mashmoud of the Shtika of his silence. And then finally the Ran number two said Bafanai equals Nas Masav Yashma. Already, that whole topic. So we want to know how come Rashi doesn't accept the first approach. That we explained. He doesn't accept the first approach because Lushitato, Rashi Lushitato, says Lo Yodim, not Lo Mekabalim. Why doesn't he accept the second tariff? The answer is he does. Once we're ready for it. At the end of the Gemara, we're talking ready for it. Taka does say it. At the beginning of the Gemara, he didn't say it. Because he was worth rape, because this is fine once you get to Matzav Yashma, which only happens at the bottom of the base of the bit. So I think that's the smoothest way to put things together. Let's talk a little bit more. Okay. So we shouldn't call the Ran. That's the Ran. But the Ran mentioned it, but then he moved on to another case.
No.
It's hard to know. I mean, if you take the dirt, it's hard to know which one you like more.
No, but
No, because then you have the Toba Ashba. You still have the problem with the Toba Ashba.
But I'm being made on the
Shabbat. The deal is with the first test. The first test is saying we sensitize you to the fact that you need to see the proper Siva, and yet you were silent much to the Siva grid. So if you only sit the Pana Nechtam, all I would know is the Chatzimah has to be done properly. Yeah, the Chatzimah was good. I even was
I have printed get, and I only signed it properly. It's very logical, as if all we did before the Nechtam, is that A is driven to the highly logical conclusion that Hasima, you gotta sign the get. The get has to be really signed by real people. But the Ksiva, let it be printed, big deal. It says the right words, and then real agent signs it. Look, it was a check, right? You have a check. So a check has to be printed, lishma, has to be printed by people. I don't care how it got there. The Hasima better be real. But the Ksiva of the check, you know, if you have pre-printed check, that's fine. As long as
once it's being made,
he's only makes the guy say the fun I next time, he'll only realize that the Hasima is relevant and has parameters and guidelines and he has to be careful about it. If he doesn't take the fun nechtav, he won't realize that we care about the Ksiva. But that's exactly what it says. That was exactly the approach of the first test of the Rav and the Rajba and the Tosif. In reverse chronological order, backwards. That by saying b'fanei nechtam, he realizes yesh ketiva v'chasima shein tshuva. If we wouldn't make him say, but he still won't assume that, let's say, the producing of the paper has to be done properly. Taka doesn't. So Sefer Torah needs evil lishma. Sefer Torah even producing the parchment has been lishma. Forget. I don't care how the paper got there. Could be grew, could be fell down from the shemayim. I don't care. Right? We don't ask you, did you wash the making of the paper? We do ask you, did you wash the Ksiva? That tells me, that tells the aid, according to that approach, that tells the aid that Ksiva and Hasima both have parameters, but making the paper does not. If we wouldn't make him comment on the Ksiva, we would only make him report and comment on the Hasima, he would only know that the Hasima has rules. No? If you would ask him, did you even see the paper made? They would realize, oh, there are rules about the paper, which first they could tell is true, but for again, it's not true.
But we're saying that he knows all the rules of the paper. Maybe he just knows that. Maybe he knows what the rules of the paper. He knows that
how does
he know which rules we're referring to by
Ksiva? That's a good question. There are those aspects. But again, that's how I would say in a Hanami. That's why Rashi didn't like it. Because Rashi would say, the guy doesn't know the rules. He heard of one rule. Right? He heard about permanent. He never even heard of Lishma. He's not even known to mention it. But according to Tosafot and Tam, they know, they don't care. But then he knows exactly what you're saying. Then they're talking about like a political discussion. He knows. You're going to start asking him, oh, did you see it done? He knows exactly what you're saying. You're saying, was it done the way we expect it to be done? But according to Rashi, the guy is just an innocent, sinister fellow who just doesn't know him. So all these innuendos are going to go right over his head. According to Tom, everyone is there. We all know the political undertones, the religious undertones of what's being said. Okay. Let's talk about something. We have a little bit of time left. Well, let's talk about something interesting. How many guys got to the end of the Ram? I think that's the end of the Ram, the end of the part that I have to see about the guy. Mm-hmm. How many guys saw the second piece of Gemara? More people saw the second piece of Gemara. Rashi faces?
Rashi.
Okay. You know what? Let's be a little sensitive here. Let's start with the. Let's do the end of the Ram. And then we're going to come to. Maybe not today, but we'll come to. Or according to Tosfos and the first approach of the Ram and the Rashba, we'd love to have him say explicitly instead of just the Mashmah. Or according to the second approach of the Ram, we'd love to have him say Lashma and therefore cover all your bases instead of just say the Fana and only eliminate the possibility of a Mashmah Yashba. We'd love to say Lashma. That would have been better, but we're worried about guys. Rack the Ram, that we had on the board yesterday, charting out the Ram. At the beginning of the round, we're dealing with the problem of how does the Hesi Nihani, how does the Fainechtam, tell me Lishma, how does it solve the problem? So he has Rashi and the two parts of the round. Then he wants to know what's these guys' problem? Here, if you have a traditional Zom Lishma Priti,
So it's a little more than half the way down the narrow line of the run. You don't have the Zoma Shagav Rosa Hogan. Oh well. But it's a new paragraph that starts Udamir. Either way, you're looking for the Gimel or Adal. Udamir and the Gemara. The Gemara, the Gemara says later. The Rabbi might not want to look at Rabbi, but the Gemara wants to know why is Rabbi not accept Rabbi. And the answer was Mahadrina. We respond. Amr Lachami Katan Zephanaka Mishma, we didn't say Mishma. And what is Rabbi's response to that? They did who the Lithiyaki. Uriah should have said Mishma. The Mashma, if you do Rabbi's in the Mikvaya, he's going to come to cut it off. He's going to come to abbreviate it. So what's wrong? What's wrong with abbreviation? So he converted it like this. He says, it doesn't mean like Rashi. Rabba Meimer is a Rabba Bai Dilema Shliach Lishma, the Tila of itself. Not that Rabba requires you to say Lishma, either the Tila as part of formula or the self as a Shailinan discussion afterwards. El Ashgama. The Din is the Tigra Bai Dilema Ashi. The Pirsh. You're right. The rabbi should have made a Takhara to have a six-word formula, include the word Lishma as part of the formula. And Rishim the Hashim Dimur Gai is where the word is going to cut it out. And therefore what? The law, Omar, Lishma. He's not going to say Lishma. Okay, so what? Might we don't say Lishma either. So who cares if the Takhara is going to say Lishma? What's wrong with being guided? Here he says, number one, he is in the first wide line around. The cave of Shahako Omer came. Is that in the Omer came? The Mashma is Zar Sam, law, Mashma, Lishma. The first, again, how did it work? You can simplify a nikhtav and some of mashma lishma. The first sentence has been, well, it indicates the mashma, the implication of simplify nikhtav, not anything else, that's lishma. The Rambam says, yeah, that's fine if no one ever says lishma. But the whole world shows up and says simplify nikhtav lishma. And a couple of guys who have a thing for abbreviating don't, well, what does that tell you? Everyone always says it was great. Right, in other words, you come home, right? You know, you come home and your parents ask you, they know that you had three exams, they ask you how they were, and you tell them the two of them. You tell them how great two of them were.
It
could be that modesty prevents you from telling them that the third exam you actually had 110.
Alternatively, there's a reason why you're losing that information, you don't want to say. So, if people normally shout and say the Define Nechta Lishma, all of this guy just says the Define Nechta, that's not Mashma Lishma. If anything, it might be Mashma Dafta, not Lishma. So there's no Mashma of Lishma. Everyone usually says explicitly, this guy is not saying Nechta, you've lost your Mashma.
Whereas, if no one ever says Lishma, you just say Define then the first time Ryan said, oh, this is a Mashma. That's his point. To have a takana to say Lishma and you don't say it is worse than the takana that no one says. Because once the takana that everyone says it, but you're not saying it, then you're implying Rav Lishma. That's the first takana. That's interesting. Or he says, the Ode, the Hav, the Mishana, the Mazdeya, the Chachamim. There'll be Mishana, the Mazdeya, Shatavu, Chachamim. You're changing what the formula that Chazal said. And that, in fact, is, who says that? Rashi says that. Right? Why? Beautiful. Rashi l'shitasa. Because the first answer of the Ram is working with the mashmalot approach. Rashi doesn't buy mashmalot. Right? Rashi is either it's shaylinan, or it's that the b'fayin nefta tells me it's not matzav yashba. So I don't need to come on to mashmalot. So then, what's wrong if you leave out a word? That's Rashi saying, no. It's not just you're throwing off the implication. It's you're changing the. If this is the rule, you're changing the rule. Out you go. Okay. Now. Okay. So far so good. Right. Two approaches, and we understand why Rashi takes the Mishana approach.
$257.
Wow. That would be good. Let me tell you in the next minute. Let me tell you the next minute. At least outline things. So Rashi is the one who's saying Mishana, right? And we understand why Rashi is not going to say Mishana. He can't say the other answer.
Very nice. But there's one little problem. Because when you read the next piece of Gemara, saying Rashi says that you can't be the Shaima Beis Shalom, you gotta have the exact phrases. The problem is in the next piece of Gemara, there's a Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. How exact, you have to stick to exactly the finesse. And Rashi says you don't have to stick to the exact formulation. Which is a big problem. Rashi here is saying, oh, you gotta say, if you're gonna leave out Lishma, the problem is, you're changing the official formula. But later piece of Gemara, Tosfos is the one who says you can't change. And Rashi says, oh, you can say this one, oh, you can say Yodano, you can say other things that approximate. Good, very good. So we need to do, we're not going to do it now, is to go back and see what this mission, what is wrong with Mishan Mevesh Tavachan? What is the big problem? So you're changing a little bit, big deal. You'll see what it means, that will be, Mishan is, tomorrow we're going to have some Chazar, and tomorrow we're going to have a Parsha Shir and Q&A. Maybe we'll begin tomorrow with a little bit of shir, just by 20 minutes, just to go read through the Gemara and explain this finish. Then the rest of the morning will be Chazara for the big Bikiyas Bikinah. Do you guys want tomorrow night the Bikiyas Bikinah free? Just focus on Chazara.
We'll make it for you.
And Shir tomorrow, we'll start with the